Welcome to Shara Bitochin, Part 4. So as we discuss the concept of Bitochin, as the Chovis HaLevavos defines it, Menuchas Nefesh HaBiteach, the tranquility of the soul of the one who trusts, I want to share with you a quote from the works of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was a great halachic authority, a great commentator, a great Torah scholar who lived, who was born in 1878. He passed away in 1953. His name was Rav Avraham Yeshaya Karelitz. And he has a sefer called Emuna Ubitochen, Faith and Trust. And in a part of it, he discusses what the Evan HaBoichen, what the test is to decide if somebody truly believes in Hashem, if somebody truly trusts in Hashem or not. And the way he puts it, he says, "Im boiteachu be'emes, do you truly trust in Hashem, or you just taught limed l'shoynoi l'tzafzef bitochin bitochin? You taught your tongue to move and say bitochin bitochin, I trust, but you don't really mean it. What is the test? Someone truly has bitochin?" So he says the test is at a time where you really need it, where you come to a crisis and things are not going well, and you need to have bitachin. Do you trust in Hashem there? Or, as he puts it, do you turn to unreliable mortal allies or useless strategies? And he gives an analogy. He says, like, you see, you have someone, he calls him Ruvain. So if anybody here is called Ruvain, it's not referring to a specific person, he's just giving an analogy. He says, you have a person called Ruvain, who's a moral person, always speaking of trust in Hashem. I'm sort of quoting here in the English. Condemning excessive efforts in life and expressing his abhorrence of constant pursuit of financial means. Someone who's a very refined person and he has full trust in Hashem. Indeed, he says, he is a successful person. He lacks no customers in his store and he does not need to expend efforts in that direction. He loves the concept of trust in Hashem because even that concept smiles upon him. And then he says, suddenly we are surprised to see Ruvain, that great truster in Hashem, conferring secretly with his assistants and consultants as to how to stop a potential rival who plans to open a store just like his. Ruvain is very upset by this threat. At the beginning, he keeps his feelings to himself because he's embarrassed to reveal them to his acquaintances, fearing their derision, how they'll look down on him. But with time, he loses his sense of shame and begins to act openly with the aim of preventing the rival from carrying out his plan. Gradually, he gravitates towards the crooked path and his sense of shame evaporates. He openly commits low and deplorable actions in public. The competition between him and his rival becomes widely known and is the talk of town. And still, he feels no shame, but rather comes up with baseless and untrue reasons and explanations in order to justify his actions. And then he goes on to say that over time he becomes even more sophisticated and adding new explanations, and he says that no, really it's for the sake of heaven, and I'm doing it l'shem shamayim, and he fools himself into believing this, and this is all a part of trusting in Hashem. It is possible to find this negative scenario, he says, even in matters that are completely spiritual, in certain situations and in ambiguous cases. This is what he says is the test of someone truly trusts in Hashem. It's very easy to say that we have bitochen, that we trust in Hashem, when everything in the world is calm, when no one's at war, when there's no diseases going around, and everything is fine. The true test of a person's bitochen, do we really trust in Hashem? Is everything we're learning about of here, is this really real? Is this reality? Is there really a God who watches over us and takes care of us, and we can truly trust Him, and we can have, as the Chovis HaLevavos puts it, Menuchas Nefesh HaBiteach? How do we know if we really believe in that? And we come to a situation like this, and we at the very least work on bitochen. As I started off in the introduction, bitochen is difficult. It's not easy. And we shouldn't feel guilty if we're worried and anxious, because that's just a natural reaction. But if we really want to test our faith, if we really want to test our trust in Hashem, says the Chazon Ish over here, it's in those situations which will show us if we truly have bitachon, if we truly trust in Hashem. So as we learn through the Chovis HaLevavos together, let us make sure that specifically in the time of crisis, and specifically when it's difficult, this is the time to really work on our bitachon. This is the moment to really make sure that we are truly trusting in Hashem in a very real and tangible way. Have a good day.